everyone. Welcome to today's Afalo Monster Teleconference taking place on Wednesday, 3rd of February 2016 at 18:30 UTC. On the English channel, we have Daniel Nangaka, Nikian Nweke, Remy Nweke, Barack Otieno, Tara Kidden, Chris Mulavo, Rahim Usman Mustafa, Shun Uji Diji, Mohamed El-Bashir, Atim Janin, Bashar Bong. In our French, we have Aziz Hilali, Wafa Dahmani, Norbert Komman, and Tijani Benjana. We have apologies from Etienne Shishimbi and Sylvia Vivanco. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Harry Agnew, and myself, Yashin Nodler. Our interpreters today are Claire and Isabel. Finally, I'd like to remind everyone to state their names while speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also for interpretation purposes as well. So, over to you, Aziz. Thank you very much.
C'est à moi, Nathalie.
Is it Aziz's turn? Should he go ahead and start?
Yeah,
this is the interpreter speaking for him.
Claire?
Yes, he can go ahead and start.
Non, mais ça veut, il a oublié de me donner la parole, donc je vous dis dans le canal anglais que tu veux prendre la parole, ok? Oui, je vous...
As he's speaking at this point, hello everyone. Welcome to this new teleconference for the month of February, and I hope that it will go well because it will be the teleconference that we have closest to our meeting in Marrakesh. So hello everyone. So as usual, let us start with public comments, and I will try to go over them quickly because we have quite a bit to do. So first of all, are there things that you would like to add to the agenda? Nothing? Could I ask Carrie to mute the other lines because we can hear other people speaking? Thank you very much. And we have some noise as well. So as I was saying, we are going to start with public comments. So first of all, we have the proposed implementation of a GNSO SIC, who is consensus policy requiring consistent labeling and display. And so we still have some comments that need to be made as far as the efficiency. The second point is has to do with the stability of the data in the server, the Wood server. So what we need is to study the impact, and so the Dutch organization that was put in charge of that has started the work, has submitted some comments, and we are still awaiting their final comments in order to incorporate them in the final study. The third point is the access protocol, so the RDAP. Consultation is ongoing in order to get the comments from the community. Terry, this is Aziz speaking. Can we please shut off whoever is making the noise? It really is an issue.
And this is Terry from staff, and we are checking on the line. As a friendly reminder, please remember to mute when not speaking. Microphones and telephones while we search for the line. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As he's speaking, I was getting to the last point as far as the final report, the recommendations of the working group working on the root server. As you know, the ICANN is interested in the point of view of the community and is asking staff so that is all I have to say as far as public consultation, and we will now move on This is Isabel, the interpreter. I really have an issue with the echo, and I'm wondering if it is actually my line. So I may have to call back in. I'm sorry, but this is just not working. I can't hear. So Claire is going to take over. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Claire. Okay. Okay, as he's speaking, so we are going to move to the third item, the reports, and as usual, we are going to begin with the recent and upcoming activities of ALAC, and we are going to give the floor to the person responsible for this item. Wasa, you have the floor. Wasa, you have the floor. Shen, you have the floor. If Wasa is not with us, Shen, you have the floor. Shen, can you hear me? This is Claire speaking. Shen, can you hear me? This is Claire speaking. Aziz is giving you the floor to speak about the reports of ALAC.
This is Shen. Hello. Can you hear me?
Sean, just a minute. I'm going to tell Aziz that you have answered me.
Okay, thank you.
You have the floor. This is Claire speaking, Sean. You have the floor. Let's go.
Okay, thank you very much, Aziz. From ALAC level, one of the thing that has actually been a thing of discussion within ALAC is the IANA transition, most especially the work of the CCWG and accountability. I won't go into details of CCWG and accountability, but I would just say that ALAC is highly discussing this, and of recent, we are also discussing the mode by which we will actually approve the final proposal, which will be coming out before Marrakesh. The goal is for ALAC to actually discuss each of the recommendations one by one, and then finally be more prepared to actually approve it at Marrakesh. So that has been proposed by the chair of ALAC, and then I haven't seen any opposition on that approach of engaging the process to ratifying the proposal. I think that's a major thing within ALAC. We have actually, the other event that happened, we had a meeting recently, and then we have also been able to agree on some scheduled alternating meeting times. In the past, ALAC meeting has happened at a particular time throughout the year. But going forward, meetings will now happen at different times in order to actually distribute the, if you call it, burden of some people having to stay awake while some people stay attend the meeting at ungodly in court hours. So we have different schedules of timing now that has been spread across based on the diversity of region that we have within ALAC. And that has been, I think it's a very good progress in ensuring that each person is adequately, to some extent, not necessarily adequately covered when it comes to time of the monthly meeting. I think that will be all. If there's any question, let's maximize the time, I'll be willing to answer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Sean. Aziz speaking. You have spoken about the next item, actually. No problem. I wanted to speak about activity other than the CWG and CCWG, but no problem. Now, Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani wants to speak. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you. Do you hear me?
Tijani. Yes, Tijani, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Tijani speaking. Thank you, Sean, for your presentation of the ALAC activities. I would like to add to what Sean said that ALAC also worked on the special request, budget special request for at large. And as you know, each year we have we present some special requests for special activities that are not included in the ICANN budget. And this year we have some requests that we worked on, and we are, and the finance and the budget subcommittee are working on also. So it is one of the interests of ICANN, of ALAC. Another subject of interest of ALAC was the Marrakesh meeting. We are working hard on it, on the schedule, on everything about it. So it is also one of the activities. And the last one is the project that we are prepared, the white paper. We are preparing to present to ICANN board about the summits of the and the general assemblies of the RALOs. So the general assemblies of the RALOs and the summits of at large. We have another philosophy of this. We want to make it a standing activity, multi-year standing activity. So it is one of our interests, and we are working on. Thank you very much.
He's speaking. Thank you very much, Tijani. I see that Remy is also asking for the floor. Remy, you have the floor. Remy, you have the floor. Remy, you have the floor. Can you hear me? Okay. Meanwhile, we wait for Remy. And meanwhile, we are going to move to the next item, to say the recent and upcoming activities of AFRALO members. Are there any activities organized by the African members for the members of AFRALO. Okay, nobody is asking for the floor, so we are going to move to the next item. This is the item number 4, items for information. I'm going to give the floor to Mohamed to speak about the IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, the ICG, because we need to know what happened into this group and what was decided into this group for the Marrakesh meeting. Mohamed, you have the floor.
And this, is Terry from staff. We are trying to get Mohamed connected still on the audio. If you could just give us another moment.
Okay, as he's speaking, Shan, do you want to speak about the ICG group? Shan, if you want to speak about the ICG, you have
Hello,
the floor.
Hello,
No, it is not about the ICG, it is about the CCWG.
Yes, I just understood. Yes, just a minute, Tijani. I have
okay.
a big problem with Aziz's line. It's very difficult to understand him. Okay, Sean, you are going to speak about the CWG now. You have the floor, Sean.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much, Aziz. This is Sean for the record. CWG, as we all know, the CWG submitted their proposal a long time ago, which actually gave back to the... the full ICT proposal, and at this stage we have been following the ICANN accountability activities and discussions, especially because some of the requirements of the CCWG proposal has dependencies on the work of or some of the work of the CCWG on accountability. Recently, a few days ago, the CWG legal has produced the draft of the bylaw changes that will be required to be as a result of the CWG proposal. If I'm currently audio only, so if staff has the URL to that particular document, they could post it to the Adobe Connect. That document is currently under discussion. We are currently looking at it to make sure that what is being proposed at the as the bylaw changes is consistent with what what the intent of the CWG proposal. Expect that the bylaw changes should address. So comments are welcome on this. We'll be meeting tomorrow one of our major agenda items will be to discuss that particular document. The other major activity within the CWG is in relation to the IANA trademark and domain name. Consensus now that the ITF Trust undo this undo be the home for the IANA trademark and the domain name ITF in return has actually sent a draft of a proposal indicating the steps are some of the things that and the principles that the will be applied to in actually what the IANA trademark and domain is actually transferred to the trust. So that document also maybe if the staff has access to it, they can post the URL to the Adobe Connect. So that document is still under discussion. Suggestions are welcome on some of the text. If anyone thinks that there are some things that may need to be changed or improved. By the way, this document that was shared by IETF is currently not just under discussion within the CWG, but also within the IETF and also within the numbers community, because we are talking about the trademark of IANA itself. So it affects the three communities, and the document which also has some, which also contains the contract, the agreement terms, is what on the long run will become document, the working document that will be used to actually develop the required agreement to make sure the IANA trademark and the domain name is accessible and operated in the manner that the three professional communities expect and want. I think that will be all for me for now. We are keeping track on the accountability activities and making sure that to flag whenever required, if the CWG requirement is not met with the accountability proposal. So far, we have not seen any significant difference, and I think we hope that everything will go as smooth as possible. Our meeting is tomorrow, and I invite you to also join. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Shan, as he's speaking. Thank you very much. I ask you to be shorter, please, because we have a very long agenda and we need to speak about the Marrakesh meeting. Now, Mohamed is with us. I'm going to give the floor to Mohamed. Mohamed, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Aziz. I'll be short and brief. As you know, the ICG has completed its work and the final proposal is ready to be submitted to the ICANN board and to be then to NTIA. But it's currently pending the submission due to the delay on the CCWG accountability work. So the TIRS has been in continuous coordination, and actually today we had a TIRS, ICG TIRS call. So we agreed that ICG is going to follow up the ratification of the chartering organizations of the recent CCWG updated proposal. And we're going to maybe announce that the ICG will be ready to proceed with the proposal once the chartering organization has ratified the CCWG proposal. Hopefully before or during Marrakesh meeting. ICG is planning to have, there is no plan to have a meeting, physical meeting, face-to-face meeting in Marrakesh, but a teleconference before Marrakesh on 1st of March, and a teleconference either during or after Marrakesh, just to endorse the final proposal and to formalize the submission process. So all the proposal currently is pending, this accountability work. So ICG will ask CWG to confirm that they are fine with the accountability proposal so we can proceed and send the final proposal to the ICANN board, then to NTIA. Thank you very much.
Okay, as he's speaking. Thank you very much, Mohamed. Thank you. To be short, now I'm going to give the floor to Tijani, who will speak about the CCWG accountability. Tijani, you have the floor.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much, Aziz. Everyone is saying that the CCWG is the reason of all the problems. Mohamed is saying because of the delay of the CCWG, Shan is saying if the CCWG will not, etc., etc. So CCWG, yes, CCWG is a little bit late, but believe me, it is not easy, and it is as if you are trying to have a consensus where it will never be possible to have consensus since the interests are opposite. But I think we will manage, and we will manage soon. So the CCWG, as Sean said at the beginning, will present his transitional report to the chartering organization so that they will ratify it, and then it will be sent to the board to be transmitted to the NTIA. What is going on now? We have still some recommendations that need more work. For example, recommendation number 11 about the GAG advice. Recommendation number 1 also about the GAG advice, but I think we are almost at the end of this the discussion about recommendation number 1. We still have discussion about the mission, discussion about the human rights, discussion about the commitment of the board members not to sue people who will ask for their removal, since now the community has the possibility to remove the board director. This is also a problem now because the board is not it doesn't accept that there is this letter, but they accepted to indemnify any problem that will come from suing the SO or AC who asked for the removal of the board member. Also, we still have pending issues on accountability of the SO and DCs. We didn't finish it. We are almost about finishing it, but it is not yet finished. So I will stop here. I know that Aziz wants me to be very brief. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Thank you to all three of you, because you have been addressing this topic more closely than us. But I would like to move on to the next point. There are 4 items within that point, and amongst those is the Afro-African joint meeting. And so what I would like to propose is that we start with that, before talking about outreach and other activities that we will organize in Marrakesh. So as far as the Afro-African meeting, we already addressed it within the other committee, the committee that we formed and that we called the Organizational Committee for the Marrakesh meeting, something like that. So we already talked about that joint meeting, but I would like to give the floor to Tijani so that he might be able to tell you what was decided. I think that we also have an action item that was decided upon. We asked Brian to send an email to the list, but I'm not sure whether or not that was done. So first, let me give the floor to Tijani because he is in charge of those activities. Go ahead, Tijani. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Aziz. We, as you know, the organizing committee is working since now 3 weeks, I think. We have a lot of activities that we are dealing with, and I think the most there is more or less two main tracks. The first one is the showcase. The showcase is a big issue, a big task, and it is very complicated because it will
Tijani,
be at the same
Tijani,
time.
Tijani, I am sorry, but Aziz would like to interrupt you.
All I can. And it will be
Tijani,
also
are you speaking?
Our showcase.
Are you listening?
It will be the same ceremony, and it is an enrichment for our showcase, since we will have all the community of ICANN coming there, and you will have if you want to
can you hear me? This is Yishim speaking. Sorry for interrupting.
Talks about Fadi, etc., etc. So yes. I think that the showcase is a thing that is very important.
I'm not sure if Jenny is hearing me.
We need to Jenny. Pay real attention to it because we need to succeed because we will be under the scope.
Jenny, stop is calling your attention.
Notice what you will achieve there.
Sean, so, I don't think he can hear us. Maybe he's on the French channel, that's why.
The showcase, we spoke about a lot of issues, a lot of, items, if you want. One of them, for example, the cultural activity. We spoke about the promotional items.
Tijani, Aziz would really like to stop you at this point, but I don't think you are listening, are you? Tijani, can you hear me? This is Isabel speaking for Aziz.
We are advancing well, but slowly, because we depend on several parameters that are not all in our hands.
My guess is that Tijani is able to speak out so that he won't be hearing himself.
Some testimony talks from people from our community. I think for the showcase, I will stop here. The second part, important part of our of the organizing committee task, is the organization of the NGOs and students. Participation. So this is a part which is overlapping the outreach activity that Aziz have programmed in the schedule. So I will speak about both in the same time, so that so that the picture will be a broad picture. As for the NGOs, we are programming daily morning capacity building sessions. We are also programming for them some interaction, which are not yet confirmed with the fellowship program people, and also with the next gen people. Programmed also a work with the students that Aziz will bring from Rabat, and who will come and participate with us, with the NGOs, in the program of NGOs. But also they will have other activities. So the NGOs and the students, we will try to involve them in other activities, not only in other meetings, in this Marrakesh meeting, so that they will have the feel of how is an ICANN meeting. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't read the chat. But Heidi wanted to speak about that. I will stop here about this program and let Heidi. Thank you very much.
Hi, Tijani. Thank you. This is Heidi. I'm going to give the floor to Aziz. Thank you.
Heidi.
Thank you. This is Aziz speaking. Tijani, when you speak, you need to actually listen to us because you were not listening and we actually had an emergency. We had people speaking at the same time to try and speak to you. So it is important. And I think that what I wanted was not understood. I don't want to go into the details of outreach and engagement and the universities and so forth. But those who are interested, they are invited to take part in the organizational committee, or they can take part in the meeting, the ALAC meeting that is open even to the members of AFRALU. We have 20 minutes left, and we have not yet discussed about important details, so please let us not go into too many details. Yesterday, we had a meeting where we spent 40 minutes talking about the number of students, so please, I am asking you to be careful. I think tonight we need to cover 3 points. First of all, and I hope that this will be interpreted correctly, first of all, we need to talk about the question that was asked in the very beginning, the Afro-African joint meeting. We only have 1 month left, and so I would like for us to be able to define tonight a draft committee. We need to discuss a topic, and first I would like to ask whether Barak sent the email that I had asked about, that we had asked to be sent in the list, in order to ask the African community to talk about the topic of the meeting, the joint meeting between Afro and African. So please, could you tell us, Baran, what you did, if you actually, Barak, I'm sorry, if you actually sent that email?
The topic, is it different from what we are going to be doing in the showcase?
As he's speaking, please, we are not talking about the showcase for now. I am talking about Tuesday's meeting between 11 and 12:30 between Afro and African. Tijani, could you please take the floor, talk about the topic, and please tell Barak that he needs to send a message to the entire African community. We only have 5 minutes to talk about that. We need to talk about that. Let us not talk about the showcase at this point, please.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Aziz. Afro African, we will have the meeting as we always have the meeting of this joint meeting of the whole African community of ICANN. The subject this time will be also the accountability, since in Marrakesh we will have the final text of the CCWG. So it will be our comments about the African comments about the CCWG report. And Barak, please, can you please send a message to on the list asking for people who want to be on the drafting committee, so that we will draft a statement about the final report of the CCWG.
Aziz, okay, I'll send it after this.
Aziz, I have finished.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Barak, I hope you understand what you are supposed to do at this point. If you could please send as soon as possible this message, this email message, because we do not have a lot of time before the meeting. Now, I would like to repeat a little bit of what Tijani said. Let us not go into too many details, but so there will be people who will be invited to the outreach program and a bunch of engagement activities. We will also bring students from a Rabat university. They will spend some time with us, 3 days with us. They will come on Sunday, and they will leave on Tuesday. Third, we will also gather those students at the university there with several ALAC people who will moderate a discussion with the students in order to encourage them to become more encouraged in the activities that are going on. Those students will spend 3 days with us. A special program will be put together for them. The wiki page will define the different activities that will be proposed. And the main activity will be on Monday night. That is the showcase evening. And that will be combined with an evening honoring Fadi, because it will be the goodbye to Fadi evening. So for that evening, we are actually working on it at this point with the staff, as well as with a large team working on it. It will be a very large event. We might even have up to 2,000 people. It will be an AFRALO showcase, an exceptional showcase. So I think we will invite 1,200 people. We will have different activities, different entertainment activities that will be going on during that event. So we are expecting 1,200 people at this point. There will be two parts to this evening, because you will have the classical AFRALO showcase. Different people will be speaking, but the second half will be a little bit of a testimonial, and different ALS representatives will say a few words about the relationship that they've had with Fadi. We will also have a few speeches as well as entertainment at the very end. Now, are there any questions on this particular point before we move on to the last two small items as far as the documentation, the brochure, and possibly on the DNS? So first, are there any questions about the showcase? Very good. If you don't have any questions, we will move to the second to last point as far as the brochure. What I wanted is this small document, a document that we always have, a small booklet with different forms for the different ALSs. However, that job has not been done yet. So, Barak, I have a question for you. What are the items, what are the points that will be discussed during the AFRALO showcase?
Do we go back to the showcase, or are we talking about the brochure?
First thing I asked was whether or not there were questions about the showcase, but there were not any questions. So I moved on to the AFRALO brochure and the business card. So if you could address that point, that would be great.
Okay. Thank you, Aziz. On the AFRALO brochure and business card, after the last meeting, we formed a small subcommittee that looked at several samples, which we then presented to the staff after giving our comments. And so Heidi will be uploading something for us to see what has already been prepared, but I can confirm that we gave back our feedback, and so we are expecting
a sample brochure incorporating our comments and business card to be prepared before the meeting in Marrakesh. So maybe if we can just have the sample on the screen. Hello?
Hello?
Are you finished, Barak?
Yes, I'm finished. I was requesting Heidi to put up the brochure on the screen so that the participants can have a look at it.
Hi, Barak. This is Heidi. We are currently showing the new trifold.
Ah, okay.
And if I, while I have the floor, if I just could also say that this version will be translated into Arabic and French, and we will have printed versions of all three languages, English, Arabic, and French, for Marrakesh. So thank you to all involved in this.
Thank you very much. So, is that it? Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, just to thank all those that contributed towards the flyer and the business cards.
Thank you very much, Barak. And I would like to give the floor to Tijani. Please go quickly over this point, Tijani. Thank you. Tijani, you
which
have the
point?
Floor.
I didn't hear you. Yes, which point he wants me to treat?
No, you had your hand raised. You had your hand raised, that's all. So I was wondering if you wanted to add something.
Okay, I understand. So I raised my hand. I raised my hand, but now I don't want to speak. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Barak, for all your work on this trifold. What we also wanted is to have a booklet with forms. However, this has not been done, but that's okay. But I do have a question for Remy. I didn't understand the question that was asked. Something to do with the 1,200 people. Yes, there will be a lot of work during the meeting, during that day in Marrakesh, because during the day there will be the opening ceremony. There will be the ministers who will be present there right after, so at 10:30. So first, the opening ceremony will be at 8:30. All the ministers will be present for the high-level meeting, and that will start right after. So for that evening with 1,200 people, we might have ministers who stay. We might also have, according to what I'm being told, several other Moroccan ministers who have heard about ICANN and who just want to be there, to be present on Monday. So it'll start at 8:30 and it will end with the showcase, as well as the part that honors Fadi, and so 6 p.m. There was also an issue with the visas. And I have to tell you that over the past 3 months, I have spent many hours every day, and I try to help anybody that I might know from Africa or wherever I try to help them. I go personally to the Foreign Affairs Ministry in order to get these visas. Second thing that was done in Morocco, what Morocco did is that it will grant a visa for anybody who is not, who does not have a diplomat representative in their country. So some of them received a paper that they will be able to show at the airport. This is something that we did for several people. We also did it for all the fellows. I asked that this visa be given automatically without having to go through a separate system and so forth. So just to tell you that we have done a lot of work. There has been a lot of effort. And in spite of that, there are many criticisms. Some seem to be worried or afraid to come to Morocco because they think that it is a dangerous country, even though Marrakesh especially is a very normal city. But of course, there is no place in the world that is 100% safe. But anyway, that's what I wanted to mention. So let's move on to the last point. And I wanted the entire African community to know that if you are interested in this DNS forum, this last point, you can plan to come to Morocco before the 3rd, right, Barak? Barak, could you please talk, address this point of...
Aziz speaking.
Hello?
She's speaking. So
I was saying
that this forum will take place. It's the fourth time. It will take place from the 4th to the 6th of March, just before the ICANN meeting. And our African colleagues couldn't find any room in our hotel, in our venue, to organize this forum. So those who are interested to participate in that meeting, you have to come before to Marrakesh. Okay. Now, do you have something to add? Someone wants to add something? Okay. If that's not the case, I thank everybody. I thank the ICANN staff. I thank the interpreters. And if we can organize a meeting, a conference call before Marrakesh, I will see you then. If not, we will see each other in Marrakesh. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.